Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with me. The American Cancer Society is always busy with different ways to put information out there about us and how we can conduct our lives in a better fashion to help our health. And I know you have some information about the non-smoking laws that have gone into effect throughout the state of Michigan.
Yes, I do. Just this week, the Michigan Department of Community Health released a study that showed that bar employees' health since the smoke-free law went into effect has improved dramatically in the last year.
Give me some information on how you came to that conclusion.
Sure. The Michigan Department of Community Health did a study of 40 bar employees from 13 counties throughout the state. And in that study, they researched and measured the cotinine levels and the NNAL levels, and those are two chemicals that are found in the urine of people who are exposed to secondhand smoke. And they measured those levels prior to the smoke-free law going into effect and then after the smoke-free law went into effect, and what they found were significant decreases in the levels of both of those chemicals that shows that bar employees' health had improved after the law went into effect. And additionally, they also had these bar employees fill out a questionnaire that reported their general health status, and the report back from these bar employees was that the general health status had improved, including their respiratory health, including less wheezing, allergy symptoms, coughing, and other things like that.
Well, it's nearly the one-year anniversary that the smoke-free law went into effect. Do you have any words? Have you heard from the opposition who still say that their business is down and therefore their livelihood has suffered because of this law?
Yes. I mean, we always hear stories from any one bar or restaurant here or there, but overall, the data has shown the law has been extremely successful. I mean, we had opponents prior to the law going into effect predicting that the smoke-free law would cost us 7,500 jobs. Actually, the Detroit News just reported yesterday that the bar workforce actually increased by 1.45%. But then they also reported that bars are taking in 4% less money. So on the one hand, we have data showing things are up and some things are down, but on the whole, what we see with the data is that there really hasn't been any significant change to the economics around the hospitality industry since the smoke-free law went into effect.
Matt Phelan is with the Campaign Advocacy Specialist for the American Cancer Society. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.
You're listening to more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Fox News, your local news with Rich Hurl. Your latest Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital weather forecasts are on the way next on this Friday morning at 34 degrees.